I will be out of the country.
然后接下来的几周我会去别的国家。
And then when I come back, we are going to pick up some of Paul's teaching in chapter 6, 5 and 6.
然后等我回来的时候，我们再接着保罗在第五章、第六章的教导来看。
I did not quite get through everything last week at the end of through verse 16.
我上周没有完全讲完我想要预备讲的一到十六节的内容。
And I debated what to do about that today.
所以我一直在想今天到底该怎么开始。
Because all that we said last week comes to a very important conclusion.
因为我们上周所讲的都来到一个非常重要的结论。
And it's kind of bad to give you all the background and skip the conclusion.
因为给你们所有的背景知识却不告诉你们结论是一件很不好的事情。
But if I go back and spend another week on that, we're going to get behind further.
但是如果我再回去把上周讲过重新讲遍的话，我们又要拖延一周的时间了。
So, let me simply say this.
所以就让我简单的来说。
And I may come back in a few weeks to this a bit.
也许几周之后我会回来再讲这一点。
But let me simply say that the purpose for all that we talked about last week.
就是我们上周所讲的所有的目的都是。
The attitudes of humility, gentleness, patience, all of that.
我们所讲的这些诚实啊，这些所有的一切。
The unity.
合一。
The gifts that God has given.
神所赐下的恩赐。
All of that is done for a purpose.
这所有的一切都是为着同一个目的。
And can someone remember from having read that, what is the purpose?
有人还记得这个目的是什么吗？
Paul often in his teaching will say, this, this, this is for the purpose of this. What is the purpose of all that we looked at last week?
保罗在他的教导中通常都说做这样这样这样为着什么的目的。那我们上周所讲的这些目的是什么呢？
Serve others.
Okay.
Build church.
All right. We are doing all of that in order to serve others.
And build the church.
And in order to build the church,
所以我们做所有的一切都是为了服侍别人，然后建造教会。
But Paul doesn't stop there.
但保罗并没有停在这里。
That's where I stopped last week.
是我上周停在这里了。
All of that is for another deeper purpose, and what is that?
这所有的一切又是为着一个更深的目的。那这个更深的目的是什么呢？
I often try to imagine Paul's letters as a builder.Who is digging down into the ground.
我通常在看保罗书信的时候都把它看到是一个越挖越深的这样一个过程。
And he digs to this level, this level, this level, this level.
然后他就一点一点的挖往深里挖。
And finally you get to bedrock. This is the final level.
所以你最后会到达这个基石就是最后的那一层。
So Paul has written, we are to walk with these attitudes.
所以保罗已经写到我们要用这样子的态度来同行。
Why?
为什么呢？
So that we can have unity.
所以我们可以有合一。
How are we going to have that?
我们如何能合一呢？
Through these gifts that God gave us.
就是通过神所赐这样的恩赐。
Why did he give those gifts?
那他为什么赐下各样的恩赐呢？
So that we can serve others and build up the church.
所以我们可以服侍他人，可以建造教会。
That's where we stopped.
我们上周又停在这里了。
But why are we serving others and building up the church?
那我们为什么服侍别人建造教会呢？
Ma?
No. 这是个问题，大家回答一下。
To be, have unity. Why do we need unity?
我们为什么要合一？为什么要同归于一呢？
Look at verse 13.
看一下第十三节。
We all attain to the unity of the faith.
只等到我们众人在真道上。
Knowledge of the Son of God.
同归于一，认识神的儿子。
Why? To mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Back in chapter 2, he prayed that we would measure up, we would be filled with the fullness of God.
在第二章中，保罗讲到我们要被要成长，要 被神所充满的一切充
满我们。And now he says he is doing all of this so that we will measure up to the fullness of Christ.
然后这里说我们要做这些能够长大成人满有基督长成的身量。
So that we won't be children tossed by every kind of doctrine and human idea.
使我们不再做小孩子中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术。
Instead, we will speak the truth in love.
唯用爱心说诚实话。
There is another place where we need a 4 weeks lesson.
我们可能在这儿要讲，还能再讲整整一周。
And now we are getting to the bedrock.
那最基石、最基底的那一层是什么呢
？All of this is so that we may grow up in every way into Christ.
那这个基石、基底是就是凡事长进，连于元首基督。
The goal of all that he has said so far.
他所说的这所有的一切的目的。
We are to walk.As Christ called us to walk,
我们要按照神所呼召我们的方式来行走。
We are to show these attitudes.
要有这样子的态度。
We are to receive His grace poured into our life.
我们接受他在我们生命中所倾注的恩典。
We are to receive the gifts that He has given the church.
我们接受他给教会各样的恩赐。
We are to serve. We are to build up the church.
我们去服侍，去建造教会。
All of this so that we will become the mature believers God has called us to be.
这一切的目的就是让我们可以成为神所呼召我们要成为的成熟的信徒。
Babies are cute.
小孩子是很可爱的。
The little children coming up this morning are cute.
今天早上来中间的这些小朋友都很可爱。
But let me say this very kindly and lovingly.
让我用很友善、很有爱的话来这么说。
50-year-old babies are not cute.
50 or 15.
50岁的宝宝可没有那么可爱。
The goal of the Christian life is not perpetual babyhood.
这个基督徒这个生活可不是让你这个婴儿时期无限延长。
It is not to be 50-year-old infants.
不是让你成为50岁的婴孩。
But to be mature.
而是让你能够成熟成长。
Who are not carried about by every doctrine.
这样你就不会被各种诡计和欺骗的法术所迷惑。
By every idea that comes along.
被各种的异教之风摇动。
Children, it's okay.
可能对小孩子来说是可以的。
You ask a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, what are you going to be when you grow up?
你或许问一个七八岁的小孩子，你长大之后要做什么呢
？A fireman，
做消防员。
And about that time, a police car drives by.
然后正说着时候，一个警车从旁边走过。
What are you going to be when you grow up? A policeman.
然后小孩子说：“那我长大以后要当一个警察。
”And about that time, you know, a clown circus truck goes by. What are you going to be? A clown.
你这个时候有个那个马戏团的车从旁边走过，你问这孩子，他又说：“哎，我以后要去马戏团里面。
”That's fine.
对孩子来说，这样是可以的。
But Paul's goal is maturity.
但保罗的目标是要成熟，要成长。
And there are Christians who have been Christians for a long time.
有些基督徒，他们可能做基督徒已经很长时间了。
Through every wind of doctrine that blows by, they grab onto it.
然后所有这些异教之风摇动走过他们的时候，他们都抓住。
Every new thing that comes along, they grab for it.
然后好像有什么新鲜东西出来，他们都会去要抓一下。
They are still coming to church to be fed with a spiritual baby bottle.
他们好像来到教会还是需要像那个婴孩一样被一个属灵的这个奶瓶来浇灌喂养。
We expect everything to suit their little whims and desires.
他们期待说所有的事情都能够符合他们自己的想法和欲望。
And Paul's message in chapter 4 is.Grow up.
那保罗在第四章的信息就是说要成长。
Be mature.
要成长成熟。
And that means, part of that means, and this is how it relates to service.
那这意味着什么呢？就尤其是在联系到服事方面的。
Mature people know that it's not all about me.
那就是成熟的人他知道不是所有的一切都要在乎我。
It's about loving and service and pouring out.
而是在乎要去爱、去服侍、去倾注。
And that is what Paul says we are to be as Christians.
那就是保罗所说的我们要成为怎样的基督徒。
So the first part of this chapter was about growing up in unity.
所以这一章的前半部分是讲要在合一上成长。
Now the second part of the chapter
然后这一章的第二个部分
is about how we live.
是讲我们要如何的过我们的生命。
They're related this way.
他们彼此是相关的。
Some churches maintain unity by allowing every member to live however they want to believe whatever they want to.
有些教会他们维持合一的方式是什么呢？就是让每一个人用自己想要的方式去做，然后用他们想去做他们想做的事情。
Some churches believe that unity means staying together even if we are not living truly Christian lives.
有些教会他们就觉得说合一就是说我们待在一起就好了我们不分开即使你过的不是一个基督徒该过的生活也没有关系
A large denomination had a conference earlier this spring
在今年春天早些时候这个有一个这个教会的会议
To discuss a very important moral issue
讨论的是一个很重要的道德方面的问题
And the leaders of that conference had come up with a plan to solve the conflict over, in this case, it was gay marriage.
然后他们就针对这个同性恋婚姻就想出这样一个解决方案。
Their solution was, we will allow each pastor, each church to decide for themselves what they will do.
那他们的方案就是说我们决定让每一个教会和每一个牧师自己决定针对这样子的事情他们该如何做
But as a church that way we will be unified
所以这样作为一个教会我们好像就是合一的
I have worked within that church and so I was very interested to watch what was happening
我曾经在那个教会里面同工所以我就很好奇会发生什么
And I was very concerned because it appeared to me that that was going to pass.
我好像我很担心，因为我感觉这样子的规定好像是会被通过的。
I was very proud when an African delegate to the conference stood up. Delegate from Africa.
我很骄傲的是一个从非洲来的一个代表，他就站起来。
And this is what he said.
他说了什么呢
？Unity.That is not based on truth, is not unity.
他说不基于真理的合一都压根儿不是合一。
And he said, we as Africans would like to remain a part of this church.
他说我们作为非洲的弟兄姐妹，我们愿意成为这个教会的一部分。
But if this church abandons truth,
it's okay. It's okay.
If this church abandons truth, we cannot be united.
我们很愿意和这个教会合一，但是如果这个教会放弃了他所持守的真理的话，我们没有办法合一。
That is a real understanding of unity.
那是一个关于合一的一个很正确的一个认识。
And I was thrilled when the African and South American and Asian delegates won that issue.
所以我很开心就看到这些非洲来的弟兄亚洲和南美洲的弟兄他们在这个问题上得胜了。
Paul shows in the first part of chapter 4 that the church must be united.
保罗在第四章的一开始讲到教会必须要合一。
But he shows in the second part of chapter 4 that the church must be holy.
然后在第二部分他讲到说教会必须要圣洁。
Biblical unity requires purity among the church in the church
这个属神的属灵的这个合一要求整个教会的在圣洁纯洁上面的合一
So we began looking this week starting at verse 17
所以这周我们从第十七节开始看
I say that you must no longer walk as Gentiles walk
所以我说你们行事不要再像外邦人
You must no longer live like the pagans world.
你们不要再像那些异教徒一样行事。
And then he's going to tell us what kind of actions we must take to have the purity he calls us to be to.
所以接下来他就会讲说我们要做他所呼召我们做的这种圣洁的人生是什么样子的。
Because we will run out of time, let me jump to the conclusion.
因为我们时间不多了，所以我就直接讲到结论。
And then I'll come back.
我以后可能回来再讲这个。
But in the first part, remember he said, we are one in Christ.
你要记得最开始说我们在基督里是合一的。
Therefore, we must pursue unity.
所以我们要寻求，竭力的寻求合一。
In other words, God has made us one.
换言之就是神已经使我们合一。
But we still must actively put that unity into practice.
但是我们依旧要努力地在实践中追求保守这样子的合一。
God did this, so we do this.
因为神赐下这些，所以我们知道这些。
In the second part of the chapter,
在这一章的第二部分
he says, God has made us pure and holy.
他说神已经让我们纯净，让我们圣洁。
Therefore, we must take practical steps to be pure and holy.
所以我们必须要有一些实际的方法让自己成为纯正，成为圣洁。
We are not to be passive about this.
我们不能很被动的就是做这些。
He said, you put off certain things.
他说你要脱去一些。
You put on certain things.
要穿上一些。
I've had students who do not understand this.
我有学生他们并不理解这一点。
Young men who struggle with temptation in their mind and impure thoughts.
有些这个年轻的弟兄，他们受各种这种不纯洁的思想的试探。
And they will get on their computer and they will visit websites that are impure.
然后他们可能就会打开电脑去看这些不是很纯洁的这些网站。
And then they will say, "Oh, I'm struggling to have a pure thought life."
然后他们就会说。哎呀，我真是太挣扎，太征战了，我没有办法有这个圣洁的生活。
And I have said to them gently and kindly.
我就很友好、很友善地跟他们说。
Are you an idiot?
难道你是傻子吗
？Are you really that dumb?
你真的这么蠢吗
？The way we have a pure thought life is by taking certain actions.
我们要有这样纯正的生活，是要有采取行动的。
I don't say, God, I'm going to click on this pornographic website. Keep my mind pure, please.
我不会说神啊，我要继续的点这个淫秽网站的这个网站，但是你让我的脑子可以是圣洁的。
Paul says, I must take practical steps to live out the pure life that God has given me.
所以保罗在这里说，我们必须要有这些实际的方式。活出神给我们的圣洁人生。
Now this is Sunday school, and I need to be respectful of you.
啊，这是主日学，所以我要很尊重大家。
So I'm not going to say that to you.
所以我不会只对着你们讲。
But in our lives,
但是在我们的生命中
，every one of us know the areas that we struggle with temptation.
我们自己知道我们被试探被引诱的这个方面是什么
Our tongue
我们的
Our tongue
我们的这个口舌
Bitterness
我们的苦毒
Relationships Whatever they are
或者是关系不管他们是什么
Let me kindly and gently say to you
让我很温柔很友善地对你说
Don't be stupid
不要做傻事
It's from Paul
保罗这么说的
Find out what are the things that lead me astray in this area.
要找到那些让我在这些方面走迷、走失掉的那些东西。
And then stay away from them.
然后就努力地离开这些会让我迷失的地方。
Someone who taught me in this area.
曾经有人在这些方面教导我。
250 years after he died was John Wesley.
2500年之后他去世250年之后他去世这个人就是约翰威斯里
who would never visit with anyone for more than 1 hour
那就是他从来不会拜访任何人超过一个小时
after an hour he would get up and leave
然后超过一个小时他就站起来走了
and he said this is the reason
他说我这么做是为什么呢
he liked to talk
因为他很喜欢讲话
And soon after he said, after an hour, I find I will start to talk about other people.
他说我讲话超过一个小时之后，我就发现自己开始讲别人了。
And soon I will have committed the sin of gossip.
然后我就意识到我会很快的犯这个翻闲话的这个罪。
And so his solution was simple.
所以他的这个解决方法是很简单的。
I'll just get up and leave.
我就起身离开。
What was he trying to do? He was trying to put into practice the last half of Ephesians 4.
那他所做的是什么呢？他所做就将《以弗所书》第四章的后半段付诸实践。
I take practical action to live out who God has made me.
就是用这些实际的行为活出神造我、改变我成为的样子。
So he says...
所以他说
This is what God has made you. He has put on a new righteous self.
说神就是这样造你的，他已经让你有了这个新人的形象。
And so now I will take practical action to live it out.
所以现在我就需要做这些实际的行为，能够活出来。
Let me just give you one of the five examples.
让我给大家就举这五个例子中的一个。
I know we have to get through this in order to get to Hong Wei's lesson next week, so I'm jumping here. But let me give you one of the five examples.
我今天讲得很快，因为我们今天必须要讲完，然后红卫姐妹下周才能讲她的课。然后这五点中我只举一个例子。
Verse 28, let the thief no longer steal.
就是第二十八节说，从前偷窃的不要再偷。
I'm picking this one because I figure we're probably innocent here. I want, you know, don't want to pick on one that you're going to say, oh, that's rude, that's me.
我选择偷窃这个是觉得大家可能都没有偷窃这个行为，所以大家不会被觉得说，哎，你怎么说我呢？
Let the thief no longer steal.
从前偷窃的不要再偷。
That's putting something off. That's not doing something.
那他这个就是脱去旧人，就是不再做过去做的。
But Paul is practical.
但保罗是很实际的。
And he says, I must replace that with something else.
他说我必须要用什么东西来取代过去所做的。
Let the thief no longer steal.
说从前偷窃的不要再偷。
But let him labor.
总要劳力。
Doing honest work with his hands.
亲手做正经事。
You see what he's doing? I'm replacing something with something else.
你看到他在做什么吗？就是用一件事来取代另外一件事。
I have a former student who was just released from prison.
我之前有一个学生，他刚刚从监狱里面出来。
And he said our system is broken.
他就说我们这个系统太糟糕了。
He said, I got out of jail.
他说我从监狱里出来。
And he says I have a job waiting for me.
他说我有一个工作等着我。
But he says, when you go to jail, you lose your driver's license.
他说但是你进监狱的时候你就把你的驾照一起被取消了然后在你犯罪之后五年之内你都不能重新拿到驾照
And so he said, here's what happened.
所以他就说那会发生什么呢
we get out of jail,
说我从监狱里面出来
and we can't go to work,
但是我却不能上班
because we can't drive.
因为我们没有办法开车
but he said, there is one job that you can do without a car.
他说但是有一项工作你是可以做的就是不需要开车就可以做的。
Because your customers will all come to your house to buy their drugs.
那就是你要是卖毒品的话你的这些所有的顾客他们都会开车到你家来买东西。
And so he says, we have a system that encourages you to do illegal things after you're released from jail.
然后他就说这是我们这个系统不好他好像鼓励我们这些从监狱出来的人去做这些坏事这些不合法的事。
Now I'm not...here to discuss the political implications of all of that.
我今天来这里不是要讨论这所有的一些政治的方面的问题。
But Paul is smart enough to know that if I just say don't steal, I'm leaving a big problem. And so he says, now, you go find something active to do.
但是保罗是很聪明他知道如果只是说不要再偷会留下一个大的空白大家不知道该怎么办而是他说不要再偷总要劳力你去找一些别的事情做。
But then I love what Paul does here.
我很喜欢保罗在这里做的。
He's so practical.
他是很实际的。
If this wasn't the Bible, it would still be good advice.
就算这不是圣经里的话这也是很好的建议。
Why is this former thief supposed to do hard work?
那这个从前偷盗的为什么要做努力做工呢
Yes, yes.
就是他们不会再去犯同样的错误。
Both of these are right, but Paul goes beyond that.
但是保罗所说的比这个还要再远。
In other words, Paul is not satisfied to say, Go dig ditches and then fill the ditches and then dig them out again, fill them again so that you'll have something to keep you busy.
保罗并不是说去挖个坑然后把它填满然后把它再挖出来再填满你就忙着挖坑不会闲。
Yes, make a living so you don't need to steal, but it goes even deeper than that.
但保罗所说的要远超过这个维生也好不再犯错也好。
This isn't a trick question, the answer is in the verse.
这个问题有点这个狡猾答案在经文当中。
So that what? This is brilliant.
就可有余分给那缺少的人。
You were a thief.
说你曾是偷窃的。
You've now put that off.
你现在要脱去过去的行为。
And now you begin to work hard with your hands.
你现在要劳力亲手做正经事。
So that, verse 28, you will have something to share with those in need.
这样你就可有余分给那缺少的人。
This is where the gospel goes beyond a list of 12 steps to being a better person.
这个就是圣经不只是一本教你说十二步让你成为一个更好的人。
This is not just don't steal.
这个不只是说不要偷窃。
But you see, the thief was looking out for number one, right? That's me. I steal so that I'll have more.
可能这个对于偷窃的人来说他就说第一我要偷所以我才有更多的。
I was a thief because I was taking care of me at the cost of others.
我从前偷窃是因为我要照顾好我自己即使会让别人付出代价。
Paul says, now that I become a Christian,
保罗说
my life turns around.
保罗说当我成为一个基督徒的时候我的生活就完全的改变。
I no longer steal,
说我不再偷窃。
But more than that, I look for an opportunity to serve those in need. Why? Because now I am looking out for others instead of me.
但是不仅如此我现在还要去努力的工作来帮助那些有需要的人为什么呢因为我现在不只是在看自己的需要而是去关注别人
Do you see how the gospel turns everything around in how we even look at life?
你有看到福音是如何的将我们生活的一切甚至我们看待生活的方式进行转变的吗
Most of our remedies for the problems in our society come down simply to Don't do these bad things.
好像我们这个社会当中对于各种问题的修补方式就是说告诉你们不要做这些事情。
And rules that say don't do these bad things do not solve the core root problems.
但是即使有这一样不要做这些不好的事情的规则也没有办法解决这个根源上的问题。
A few weeks ago I said, make sure for the next 30 seconds you do not think about a pink elephant.On the ceiling.
你还记得吗几周前我给大家讲过说接下来的三十秒钟千万不要想天花板上挂着一只粉色的象。
And as soon as I say that, what do you think about?
我一说完这句话你脑子里想的是什么呢
But I ask you not to.
好像我一
说 just ignore what I said.
好像我一说完不要想着这个粉色的大象你们脑子里想的都是这个粉色的大象为什么呢
Instead of justDon't think about this. I must give you something else to think about.
因为我除了告诉你们不要想这个东西以外，我还要告诉你们你们要想什么。
So instead of simply don't steal, I must give you, Paul says, your heart must be transformed to where now you are thinking about others and you are actively seeking to do good.
所以保罗说我不只是告诉你们不要偷窃而是要进一步的告诉你们你们的思想心思意念要发生转化要想着做对别人有益处的事情
Every one of these does that.
这当中的每一条都是同样的模式
Put away falsehood, that's the old.
说你们要弃绝谎言这是那个旧的老的
What is the new though? What's that replaced with?
那个新人那个代替谎言的是什么呢
Verse
25. 第二十五节当中。
Speak truth.
与邻舍说实话。
That's more than just not telling a lie. That is actively seeking to speak truth.
不只是说我不说谎话，而是要积极主动的去说实话。
Before I was angry and I had a temper and I was sinful in my anger.
过去我是很容易生气的，然后在生气的时候会犯罪。
The new is more than just don't be angry.
然后这个新的是什么呢？不只是不要生气。
The new is don't let the sun go down on my anger.
而是不可含怒到日落。
And that means actively seek reconciliation.
那意思是什么？就是要主动的去寻求和好。
My brother, who I always use as an example to pick on, is not here.
我经常用来举例的这位弟兄今天不在我们中间。
Yuchen, you've been nominated.
那我现在换于晨弟兄。
So, at lunch, we get into bitter discussion.
然后在午餐的时候我们发生了非常激烈的这个争执。
And we are angry.
然后我们彼此都很生气。
Paul says,Don't sin in your anger.
保罗说生气却不要犯罪。
And so I say, okay, I just won't ever speak to him again.
然后我说那好吧，我就再也不跟他说话好了。
Now we won't argue.
这样我们也不会争执了。
Paul says, no. The Christian life is different.
保罗说不是这样子的，基督徒的生活是不一样的。
I must actively seek reconciliation.
我必须要积极的去寻求和睦。
We saw it with the thief.
我们看到关于这个偷窃。
Verse 29, we see it with talk.
第二十九节我们看到言语，关于言语。
This is the one I wanted to skip, but we have enough time, so I'm going to have to do it.
我本来要把它这个跳过的，因为我没有足够的时间。
I figured we were safer on the thief than we are on the talk.
但是我们今天好像有时间，所以我来说一下，因为我以为好像讲偷窃会更安全一些。
The old was corrupting talk.
这个旧的是污秽的言语。
That word corrupt.
这里这个污秽
is a word that is used another place in the Bible for fruit that has rotted.
在圣经别的地方用来形容这种腐烂的水果。
It stinks. It's destructive. It spreads.
就是很臭的，已经腐烂的这些有臭味的这种水果。
But he doesn't stop with quit your bad speaking.
但圣经并没有停在说污秽的言语一句不要出口。
Because let's face it.
让我们就诚实的面对。
Not you, but your neighbor who has a problem with gossip and bad talk.
说的不是你啊，是你的邻居，他有这个很不好的说闲话的习惯。
And they read from Paul, don't say any gossip and corrupt talk.
然后他们就从保罗学到说不要说污秽的言语。
Is that going to happen?
他们真的学到就再也不说闲话了吗？
No, because you're not going to go through the rest of your life without talking.
不可能的，因为你不可能一辈子不说话呀。
Instead, you have to replace it.
所以你必须要用别的东西来取代它。
With what? Talk that is good for building up, that gives grace to those who hear.
那就是要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
That is one of the most amazing verses in all of Ephesians.
这是以弗所书整卷书中最奇妙的一句经节。
It's like this. I started to say, how many of you have a problem with gossip? I won't ask.
我想要问大家说有多少人有这个传闲话的毛病，可是我不会问的。
But here's what Paul says.
但是保罗说
，If you want to cure that.
如果你想要改变医治你这个问题的话
And if you're a believer, you have to want to cure it. That's what he says here.
而且如果你是一个基督徒的话你必须要改变你这个毛病
The solution is not, I won't gossip.
那这个解决的方法可不是一直念叨说哎，我再也不翻闲话再也不翻闲话
So I'm talking to someone on the phone. I know something really bad about the pastor I'd like to tell you, but I can't gossip. I'm not gossiping now.
你好像就打着电话说哎呀我有一个关于这个牧师的很不好的事想跟你说但我不能跟你说因为我说了我再也不翻闲话了。
It'll never work.
你这么想的话永远都没有用的。
Instead, I must, Paul says, actively look for chances to say things that build up.
而保罗说你必须要积极主动地寻找机会去说那些造就人的话。
That's hard.
其实这是很难的。
Because this is what it means. I want to go home tonight and call my friends and tell them the rude thing that Yu Chen said when we had our argument at lunch.
因为就好像我今天回家以后想给我朋友打电话，然后告诉他们说，于晨弟兄在午饭的时候给我讲的这些很没有礼貌的话。
Paul says it's not enough to say no, I'm not going to gossip about him.
保罗说，只是不说这些污秽的言语是不够的。
Instead, I replace that with looking for opportunities to say, "Let me tell you what my wonderful brother Yu Chen has done for the church."
而是要积极寻找说造就人的好话，比如说说让我告诉你我的弟兄于晨所说的关于这个建造教会的话。
Do you see how if I live that way, it's going to solve the gossiping problem for me?
你有看到吗？如果我这样子做的话，我就能够解决我这个说闲话的毛病。
This whole section is put off, but also put on.
所以这整个部分都是讲你要脱去旧人，然后穿上新人。
The last one is verse 31.
最后一点是在第31节。
Put off.Bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, slander, malice.
就是要脱去一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤。
All right, I'm no longer going to be bitter. I will not be bitter.
好，我再也没有苦毒了，再也没有苦毒了。
He wronged me. He was rude to me. He treated me bad at lunch, but I will not be bitter.
他错怪我，他对我很不好，他对侮辱了我，但是我心里没有苦毒。
Is that going to work?
这有用吗？
No.
没用的。
So what do I have to put on?
所以我必须要穿上什么呢?
Verse 32, kindness, tender heart, forgiveness.
在第32节,恩慈的心,怜悯的心,彼此饶恕。
Very often I find that Christians struggle with this.
我经常发现基督徒们在这一点上有很多的挣扎。
They see the Christian life as a set of moral do nots.
他们把这个基督徒的生活看成是一系列的道德上的不要做这个不要做那个。
And they focus all of their attention on avoiding the do nots.
他们将他们全部的精力花在避免做这些不要做的事情上。
But that's not how we live the Christian life.
但我们不是这样子过基督徒生活的。
Paul says we must replace the do nots with some put on.
保罗说我们要用一些穿上一些东西来取代这些不要做的东西。
I used to teach piano.
我以前曾经教这个钢琴。
If I were to say to a student, now measure 33 is really hard.
我如果跟一个学生说就量32个
someplace in the music, doesn't matter.
Okay.
Do not play a wrong note there.
如果我跟一个孩子说，第32小节这个东西，你千万不要再弹错这个音了。
And every time as they're coming up to that spot, I'm sitting there saying, make sure you don't play a wrong note there.
然后他每次要弹到那个音的时候，我就坐在旁边说，你确定你那个地方不要弹错哦。
You know what's going to happen?
你知道会发生什么吗？
They're going to play a wrong note.
他一定会再弹错的。
Instead, the focus has to be on the right note and the right way of playing it and the right sound.
所以那个应该怎么做呢？应该重点是在那个正确的方式，正确的这个音。
And this is an amazing and profound truth that I learned as a piano teacher.
然后作为一个钢琴老师，这是我学到的一个很深刻的一个真理。
It cost me a lot of effort, but I will give it to you free.
我花了很多时间精力才学到，但是我会免费的教给大家。
If I play all of the right notes, I won't play any wrong ones.
那就是如果我努力的去弹每一个对的音符，那我就不会弹错。
Isn't that an amazing truth?
这是不是一个很奇妙的真理呢？
A basketball player. I was told last week, baseball doesn't work here. Basketball works.
然后我不会再举这个棒球的例子了，我们举篮球的例子。
Do not miss this free throw.
他不会错过这个罚球。
Don't go too far to the right.
说罚球不要太偏右。
What's going to happen?
你如果跟他这么说，他会做什么呢？
You're going to miss it.
他一定会罚丢的。
A good basketball player focuses on the goal, not on missing.
一个好的篮球运动员，他要他的目标是要罚进，要投进去那个球，而不是想着我不要投丢。
And I'm not a basketball player, but I know this much: if you get it through the net, you didn't miss it.
我虽然不打篮球，但是我知道，只要那个球穿过篮筐，那就是你投进了。
And so we're out of time, but here's what I want to focus you to think about with this section.
所以这一部分，我想大家来思想这样一个问题。
It's not. Don't speak falsehood. Don't speak falsehood. Don't speak falsehood.
不是说你要自己说要弃绝谎言，弃绝谎言，弃绝谎言。
It is.Speak the truth.
而是要说实话。
It's not, don't lose my temper, don't lose my temper, don't lose my temper.
不是
It's seek reconciliation.
不是说啊我不生气不生气不生气，而是要主动的寻求和睦。
It's not, don't gossip, don't gossip, don't gossip. It's say words that build up.
不是说啊不翻闲话不翻闲话，而是要主动的说造就人的好话。
But all of this, I must say this, or I will have completely mistaught the lesson. So you must get this.
所以你必须要听我现在要说的。
All of your efforts to do those things,
你所做的做这些事的所有的努力
are doomed to failure. You're going to fail. Unless...God has already done something in you before you make the efforts.
就是你所做的这些努力，若不是神已经在你心里放下了一些东西，你所做的这些努力全部是会失败的。
So go back to verse 22.
所以我们回到第二十二节。
He says, "Put off your old self."
说脱去你们从前的旧人。
And I read that this week, and I began to do some study.
然后我今天这周读了这一节，我就开始做一些研究。
Because this whole section really kind of bothers me.
因为这一大部分好像让我觉得有点
Paul has been writing, look at what God has done, look at what God has done, look at what God has done.
因为保罗一直在写说，你看神都做了什么，做了什么。
And then all of a sudden, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this.
那突然保罗开始说要做这个做这个。
And it's all about me all of a sudden.
突然好像又都是关于我的了。
And I say, what happened to chapters 1 through 3?
然后我就说那第一二三章都发生什么了呢？
And I looked up this put off.
然后我就去研究这个脱去。
And in English we don't have this. This is why it's not clear.
在英语中没有这种描述，所以我会被这个迷惑。
And I don't know if you have it in Chinese or not.
我也不知道中文中有没有这样说。
But it is not a command.
但是这里的脱去并不是一个命令。
It is a statement of what is being done.
而是对已经发生的事情的一种描述。
In other words, he is saying this.
换言之
God has put off for you on your behalf your old self.
就是说神已经代表你脱去了你过去的旧人。
He is renewing present tense the spirit of your mind.
然后他正在用现在时将你的心智改换一新。
Therefore, verse 25, and then we come to the commands.
因此在第二十五节开始有所以，接下来有这些命令。
So 25 to 32 are commands. You do this, you do this, you do this, you do this.
所以第二十五到三十二节是命令，说我们要做什么做什么。
But they are built on verse 22 to 24, what God has already done.
但这些命令是基于第二十二到二十四节神所成就的而说的。
Do you see how wonderful that is?
你有看到这是多么美好吗
？I met with my student this week.
我这周和我的一个学生见面。
And we talked about this.
然后我们就聊到了这里。
The reason he was in jail is a drinking problem.
他之所以去到监狱，是因为他这个酗酒的毛病。
And I could sit there and say, "You need not get drunk anymore."
我可以坐在那儿对他说，你再也不能喝醉了。
And you know what he would say to me? I know that.
你知道他会怎么回复我吗？哎，我早就知道了。
He already knew that.
他已经知道他不能再酗酒。
Right?
对吗？
Paul's answer is much deeper than Don't do these things.
保罗的这个答案远比不要做这些要深刻。
It is. Let God transform you inside.
而是让神从里面来改变你。
And then, don't do these things.
然后不要做这些事情。
Both are important.
这两点都很重要。
The second approach that just looks at don't do these things.
就是第二种，你只看着不做这些事情的这种方式。
And ignores what God has done.
如果你忽视神所成就的
，is doomed to failure.
那你所做一定会失败。
Because it all is my strength and I can't do it.
因为你这样子是完全依靠我自己的力量，而我自己压根儿不可以。
But there is another danger, and that is we say God has done these things, and so now I just kind of coast to heaven.
那还有一种危险就是说，啊，好了，神已经成就了这一些事情，我就这样放松，等着进天堂好了。
What Paul writes here is, God has done these things. Therefore, you must take practical steps to live out this new life.
那保罗在这里说的是，既神已经成就了这些事情，所以你们要有这样实际的行为，将这样的生命活出来。
So the lesson ends with two things.
所以我们这一课啊，以两点来结束。
If you've never let him transform your heart, you got to start there.
如果你从来没有让他来改变你的心智，那你要从这里开始。
Otherwise, you're just trying to live a life that is impossible for you, and you're going to be frustrated.
因为你不这样做的话，你活的生活就是很啊很迷茫，然后你自己也没有办法控制的。
You have to let him transform your heart.
你必须让他来改变你的心智。
But then, after he has done that,
但是在他这样做了之后。
You must day by day take the practical steps to live out this new life.
在这之后的每一天，你必须要用实际的方式来活出这样的新生命。
You can't say, God has made me a new person, so I'm no longer bitter. Nothing for me to do.
你不能说神已经让我成了一个新造的人，我没有什么可苦读的了，我什么也做不了。
God has made me a new person.
神使我成为新造的人。
He has put off the old bitterness.
他脱去了曾经的苦毒。
Today, I must actively forgive to live out that new way of living.
今天我要主动的去寻求饶恕，以活出这样的新生命。
God has put off the old self that made me so angry and such a temper.
神已经脱去了我过去这种爱发怒让我发脾气的这种旧我。
But I must put on actively today the kind of seeking reconciliation with those that offend me so that that anger and bitterness doesn't come back.
但是我今天必须要主动的去穿上这种寻求和睦的实践，这样子的话，这些苦毒和愤怒就不会再来找我。
Paul is giving us the wonderful combination of what God has done and now how we live that out in daily life.
所以保罗在这里给我们的是一个完美的结合，他结合了神为我们所成就的和我们每天在生活中刚行出来的。
If we don't have both of them, it doesn't work.
我们必须同时拥有这两点，否则的话，他就没有办法啊、行为。
Ready to go to Taiwan next month. If the plane only has one wing, I'm getting off.
我下个月要去台湾，如果这个飞机只有一个发动机的话，那是飞不到台湾去的。
It's going to crash.
一定会这个坠毁的。
And a Christian life that doesn't have both of these, what God has done and what we are doing, is going to crash.
然后如果一个基督徒的人生没有同时拥有这两点，就是神所成就的和我们所当行的，那也是一定会坠毁的一个人生。
Next week, Sister Hong Wei is going to move forward into chapter 5.
下个星期红卫姐妹会继续讲第五章。
You have the handout to prepare.
然后她一会儿会给大家发这个作业。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear God, thank you for the practical teaching of your word.
主啊，我们为着你话语这样实际的教导感谢你。
You love us enough that you want to teach us practically how to live the life you've called us to.
主啊，你如此的爱我们，想要教导我们如何实际的 过你所呼召我们要过的生命。
Help us to rest in what you have done in our life.
让我们享受你所在我们生命中成就的。
And then to actively take the steps to put that into practice.
也让我们积极主动地将你所让我们行的行出来。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。